You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB. International correspondence on Newstalk ZB.
Murray Olds, Australia correspondent with us now. Hey, Muzz.
Afternoon, Heather.
Had they managed to get all those guys out of the chopper crash?
Remarkable. According to the head of the army, these were an army helicopter, a Taipan helicopter, forced to ditch last night on a training mission, a counter-terrorism training mission. The spot was Jervis Bay, south of Sydney. 10 people on board, including the flight crew. And everybody on board was really loaded down, Heather, with very heavy gear. So the pilot's been forced to ditch. And the big brass in the Australian Defence Force are saying but for the very high level of training, it could have been a disaster. You could have had all 10 drown. So they are praising the flying capacity of the pilot and the other aviation staff on board, and also the training of the people who survived. What caused it, we don't know, and that's obviously the object of a top level inquiry. But what I can tell you about these helicopters, they are absolute duds. They're brought to you, I don't know, by Toys R Us. They were bought by the Howard government. They are a European helicopter, and from day one, the Taipan has been just an absolute schmozzle. Safety, maintenance issues. They were grounded. Some of them were grounded, all of the fleet grounded in 2019, 2020 and 2021. They were bought for service for another 13 years, but they're going to be phased out early. So troublesome have these helicopters been. A remarkable escape by some very highly trained men.
You got the final wording on that referendum for us?
Yes, we do. Here's the quote. The question itself that's going to be put to about 15 million people later this year. This is the quote: a proposed law to alter the constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing a voice to Parliament. Do you approve of this proposed alteration? Seems pretty straightforward, but the opposition still won't agree to support this new wording, demanding the government release advice from the Solicitor General. Still got to be discussed in the party room, says Peter Dutton. There's lots of legal ambiguity. These right-wingers don't want a bar of this. That's the bottom line. I mean, basically, Albanese today, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, saying, look, it comes down to the simple fact of the matter. What this proposed alteration to the Constitution recognises is that Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders were in this country for 65,000 years before white people turned up. And we're simply going to alter the Constitution to reflect that. Yes, there'll be a voice that will have authority to make recommendations to the Parliament and to executive government, but there's no obligation on the part of the Parliament nor on the part of the executive government to accept those recommendations that may come forward from the voice. So, look, it's pretty straightforward. At this point, you would say most Australians, I think, would be broadly supportive. But over here, history tells us, Heather, you do need very strong support from both sides of politics for a referendum to get up. And at this point, the opposition's holding out.
Muzz, Albo sounded kind of emotional, was he?
Yeah. Look, yes, this is in his DNA. He grew up in inner Sydney, and that's where a lot of Indigenous people live. And he's been steeped in Labor politics since he was a young fellow getting raised in a state house by a single mum. He lives and breathes this stuff. It was the number one priority for Albanese when he was elected on May the 21st last year. And this, for him, is absolute cornerstone of his government. It is a very big deal for him and, indeed, for Labor. For the opposition, well, let's just wait and see.
Muzz, it's good to talk to you as always. Thank you. Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.